This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Oh, hello and welcome to the podcast. Let's get straight into it. Your letter for tomorrow's Alpha Box is H for hotel.
Okay.
All right. And name me, starting with the letter H, a type of sauce.
HP.
Great call. Great
call. Which we were talking about that this morning.
Because it stands, well, a lot of people's minds are blown of what it stands for. House of Parliament.
Did not know that.
Yeah. It's weird. It feels like
I didn't know that Parliament in the UK was producing sauces.
It's very powerful. That's basically, yeah, what they do with the ex-star prime ministers. Oh. Turn them into sauce. Jeez.
If you had,
Boris Johnson.
No,
That's gross.
Someone you're putting on a cheap breakfast.
Absolutely. Something like fluffy and scrambled egg. He had an accent on him, didn't he?
What else is there? Is it just HP?
Oh, no. It's actually, that's not even on my list. I've got hollandaise, hoisin, and horseradish. Hoisin, like the Asian one that you use to like make
a yes.
nom.
Yeah.
Horseradish, which of course you have on your venas. Bits of horseradish.
Didn't know
sauerkraut.
That. What are you saying?
I don't know. I'm back. What was that?
Yeah,
just got transported. I don't know.
You have it on what? Horseradish.
And a Wiener. Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, a schnitzel.
A Wiener Schnitzel.
A schnitty.
No, I was like putting German into the sausage, you know? Carly Porch, do not provoke me right now. I'm right now in half marathon mode still, all right? So don't mess with me.
Yeah, you were just looking to register. You're sticking to it, mate, which
I think
great.
I talked about this on air. I don't know if I'll make the podcast. I don't know if it was any good. But I did mention that I'm planning on doing a half marathon because why not, you know? And I've just realized it's April 16th is the date they put in loosely for it. So how many months is that? 5 months to be able to run 21Ks?
Yes. So you're going to have to start training now.
Well, I think 6 months ago.
You know what you need to do is they have them everywhere. Is join like, you know, on the
like
weekends they
club?
Do the runners club or they do the park runs.
Yeah, but
now.
I hate people. Why would I want to hang around people?
Well, the good thing about
running
breathe
is heavily.
It's solitary,
do that with my wife.
Right?
Yeah. No, I don't want to hang out with people. And see me sweat? You see enough of that me in the studio. You don't want to see me running and sweating.
I think you're going to have to do some form of training. I mean, I'm no
disagree.
Expert.
Respectfully, of course.
And actually, you know who's an expert? Our boss, Dan. He runs all the time.
Yeah, do a rare go for a run, mate. Yeah, I don't know if I really... He's too fit, but he doesn't understand the, like, you know, the issues I'll have
he's
to go
like,
through.
He's like, yeah, one extreme to the other.
Yeah, like, I can't ask a really fit, in-shape person advice because he'd just be like, well, make sure that your six-pack doesn't grate against your shirt too much. I burn through them. You know, with me, I'd be like, I don't think that's a problem, Dan. He's like, yeah, when you make sure that women don't hit on you too much when you're drinking water out of the fountain, when you're bent over. Not a problem, Dan, for me. I don't know.
Do you remember when we were in Karratha?
Make sure your outfit's coordinated.
God awful hot day. How hot do you reckon
in Karratha
that
when
was?
It was 42 and humid as hell?
And he just pops up out of nowhere. Yeah, I just did. What did he do?
Like a sweaty genie.
A couple of Ks he did. Like,
well, he just goes like yeah,
I just
did a cheeky 8K. I'm like, yeah, man, all right. Well, that's a lot of kilometres. I walked and got my 10,000 steps, which is like 8 kilometers.
But I do think he could mentor you in this way.
No, I don't think so. I don't think, no. And I don't want that either. He's too out of my league.
He's too extreme.
Yeah. I need like I want the harrowing story of someone that's like really, like, that was really big, who's like, you know, like a Biggest Loser contestant that's now still healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that. What happened to, what was his name? Adro or whatever his name.
Oh,
not Agro, the other
one. Sold the Subway.
Yeah, it was on Subway
because
we had his cardboard cutout when I went to
Subway.
Is
that what this is all about? You trying to get those endorsement deals?
I do want an endorsement deal. Absolutely. Yeah. Who can endorse me?
I endorse you. You can do it.
That's it. Alan Allworth, presented by Carly Porch, the half marathon man.
Hey, that's not bad. I would sponsor you to do it.
All right. How much
is the entry
bucks.
Fee?
I have no idea.
$500. I will sponsor you and pay your entry fee as long as it's... Proudly presented by Carly Porch.
I wear your face on my shirt.
Yes,
on my
so then
shirt.
I can claim rights too that I ran a half marathon.
Well, yeah, and then when people questioning about why my face is out there, did you not see me?
Exactly.
My only issue is that maybe I'll grate through my shirt like Dan Cole, probably my six pack will burn through the shirt. All right, enjoy the podcast. I'm done talking. I'll smack. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. You may know our next guest from the TV show Neighbours, rest in peace, but also from this band. The Road Traders, and she's coming to WA for an amazing experience. Perth Symphony Orchestra, RAC Arena, Friday, 17th of March. Nat Bass joins us now. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you? Are you a little bit over Voodoo Child at this point? Are you just like, no, play it. Give me those royalties, baby.
It's so funny. It just, it I don't know why it doesn't get old. I think it's because people love it so much. So it's never boring to play. It's always super fun.
It almost got old for me. My mum made it her ringtone for a while. And
okay,
I was just
that would
like,
be really annoying.
Yeah, but then she changed it to Ring Ring from ABBA since. So now I hate that song. So it's okay.
Now, speaking of symphony, I was lucky enough to go along to the last one they held in Perth and actually stitched my husband up. I told him we were going to an orchestra. Now, he thought he was getting dragged along for a boring night of classical music. And you should have seen his whole attitude change so quickly when the first bass hit.
How epic is it? Like, obviously, I haven't been to one yet, but I've seen all the videos on YouTube and it's so insane. Like all the lights and the mixture of the DJ with the orchestra and the singers. Like it's just, I don't know, the biggest dance party I've ever seen.
Now, we are so lucky to have you back in WA. I'm surprised you agreed to come back here because you had a pretty harrowing experience a couple of years ago. Well, a lot of years ago. I won't age you though. when you decided to go to the Pinnacles.
Oh my gosh, I remember that story. That is crazy. Oh yeah, that was so scary.
So I understand you had to be rescued.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah. So we were like, we were doing Chicago, the musical at the time, and we were like, let's go and have an adventure to the Pinnacles. And like, we stop at the servo or whatever, and they give you the map, and they're like, whatever you do, don't go in this, like, you know, this area, because it's like the Army or Navy base or something. It must have been the Army. Oh. And they, you know, that they do practice shooting and all of that sort of stuff. We're like, yep, no worries. Anyways, we're driving, and we get to this kind of crossroads. And we'd just all seen the Blair Witch Project, so that's, you can age me up from that. So we're all a little bit, like, nervous anyway. And then we just got to this fence, and we're like, well, which way does it go? Do we go in or do we go along? We started going along it. Anyway, hours have passed. Like, we should have been at the Pinnacles, and we were like, what the hell is going on? Where are we? And then we, like, crossed this little gate and it said, do not enter, army bombing in progress. And we were like, what the hell? And we kept driving and trying to get out of there, but we couldn't find our way. We had no reception. We were running out of water. We saw cars blown up. Like, we didn't see the actual bombing happening, but we saw where they do it. We saw, like, cans everywhere. We're like, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
And then when we eventually got rescued, they said to us that they'd forgotten to take the signs down, but they were doing it the day before.
Oh, whoa, God. Someone was looking out for you that day, Nat. So how did you get rescued?
I think someone had like one bar of their phone and we got to like the top of this mountain and then called the, I don't know, whoever it was. And then they came and like, where have you been? They said it might take us, you know, we don't know, even know how long it's going to take us to find you. And
Wow. Were they like Nat Bass story when they rocked up to rescue you?
I can't remember. We were just all so distraught, honestly.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And all
actually, that
jazz.
Before that I even had a name. It was like 20-something years ago, so that was before I even had a profile.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. There were no selfies there. There was no social media.
Well, I recently did take a trip to the Pinnacles. I can tell you that things have changed since 2002. There is signage everywhere. Yep. If you want to go back there. I can understand if you don't, though.
We did end up, because we were like, should we keep going and see it? Now we've travelled this far, and we ended up going.
So oh, good.
We still did it.
That's good. That makes it all worthwhile. Well, we can't wait to see you for Symphony number 3. A number of big names going to be there celebrating those massive big songs that we love dancing to. Tickets go on sale 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Make sure everyone gets to it. Friday, 17th of March at RAC Arena. Thanks for joining us, and we can't wait to see you back at WA. Yeah.
Can't wait to get there. I'll see you soon.
I mentioned it before, and I'm going to mention it again. I need you to try and talk me out of something.
Okay.
I think I'm potentially going to bite off a little bit more than I can chew, as the classic expression goes. I've been trying to get a bit healthier lately.
Mm-hmm. Good work, by the way.
You have lost some kgs.
Stuck to the salads at Froth last night, which I know that's very tempting with their menu.
Absolutely. And I had soda water, not a single beer there. What? Hero, no need. I'm just trying to move forward, guys. I'm
trying to get me on the waters too. I was like, can you please add some vodka to this? Yeah.
I did. You have so much that you didn't even taste it anymore. but I've been kind of thinking, what's the next challenge for me? What's the next big thing? The next goal? The next kind of like, all right, Alan, you've achieved something, you know. What is that thing going to be? And I was kind of like looking around, kind of like, you know, I'm going to learn how to paint or something? Am I going to learn a new language?
Oh, geez.
Like, just something cool, you know, like something kind of quirky and
cool. They're full-on things.
Well, obviously, I perfected radio, so there's no more work here to be done.
You're done. Well, you could go home now if you wanted, mate.
I've landed on something.
Okay.
Once again, please talk me out of it.
Okay, happy to.
Bunbury hosts the Three Waters running festival. In that, they host a 5 kilometer fun run. I know how fun it is. 10 kilometer run, half marathon, marathon, and an ultra marathon. Marathon famously 42 Ks,
mm-hmm.
meaning half marathon 21 Ks,
mm-hmm.
10K and the 5K. They're the options.
Right.
I'm thinking about putting my name up for one of these.
What about option D?
Yep,
none of the above.
No.
Because fun and run should not go together. That is false advertising.
Correct.
Ultra, that sounds insane.
Yep, I agree.
So what's the game plan here? To just go and keep going until you can't anymore?
No, you've got to apply for one of these, which is where...
Oh, so you're going to actually commit.
So is it the 5K, 10K, or what I'm potentially landing on right now is putting my hand up for the half marathon.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've never run.
That's what I'm thinking. What about if you go in at maybe entry level?
No.
Like, you're trying to be the CEO of running right now when you haven't even done an internship.
You're damn right. And this is great ways to talk me out of it. However, I looked at the results of last year's run, and I wanted to know who came last. Because if you go too slow, you don't even qualify. You get kicked out, and so you need to actually qualify.
Oh, my God, that's great. This is genius. You could, literally say you did it and then get kicked out, but then it's not your fault. You tried.
I tried. So the person that came last, I'm not going to name a shame, but you know who you are, Clinton.
Oh, my God, don't say his name on air.
I'm not going to say the last name. No, I won't.
That's not a very common name.
Clinton. I know plenty of Clintons.
I probably know this one, actually.
Got a time of 3 hours and 26 minutes and 5 seconds.
That's 21 continuously kilometers. Moving for 3 hours.
Which basically averages out to a kilometer every 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes a kilometer. Now, the average runner pace is about six minutes per kilometer. So obviously he's a little bit below average in that sense. I haven't timed what my speed is power walking, let alone running, because I don't run. But I think I could do that.
Why don't you just do the fun run?
Nah, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you know. This is like
when
April.
Is it?
April. April, May, I think. I'm not sure. I've done some research, but not obviously all of it. So this is where you taught me out of it.
Oh, you know, you don't have to ask me twice. Like, I'll literally be at the starting line being like, you know, there is a frothy waiting for you at a bar somewhere.
So you're gonna support me and be there to support me then? You're not talking me out of it at all. I get cheerleaders.
Wait a second. Why are you dragging me into this?
So when are we doing this?
We?
Yeah.
I will commit to standing on the sideline with maybe some sort of inspirational poster for you, maybe.
Okay.
Hold some water.
Yep.
I could bring my dog Gabby down for support. I know that there was a dog on the sideline at the New York Marathon. That was a huge hit. They got free pats when they run.
Yep.
Above and beyond that, mate, I physically cannot. I can't.
All right. Well, I'll see you there at the finish line, baby.
Oh, yeah. I can meet you at the finish line.
Half marathon. All right.
Now, wait. Why do I feel like when I'm saying something, you're translating it into something else?
You're right. I can do this. And I feel like 21 Ks. You're right. I should do the marathon. Why am I doing a half marathon? Full effort.
Yeah, go the marathon.
Okay, no, let's not get crazy. Half marathon. Well, anyway, that's what I'm going to be working.
So are you going to do it?
I'm going to work towards it. I mean, I've got to go for run first.
In all honesty, I'm going to back you in on this one, mate.
Full marathon. Half marathon. 10K.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I might see you do a brisk walk first, and then I'll see if I am going to put my bets behind you.
Nah, I'm going to do it on the day. Half marathon, I'll see you there, guys. Get ready. Alan Lightning is coming in fast. See, what is the dumbest thing you've argued with your partner over?
Yeah, and I think at this point we're just performing a public service and letting people air their grievances.
So let's keep it going,
Keep it going. I sparked the debate with my stupid husband and I's fight that's been going on for 3 years about what brand of vacuum cleaner to buy.
Yep.
Who have we got on the line
now? We've got Rachel from Bunbury. Rachel, what is the thing that you're arguing with your partner over right now?
Well, what's not? My favourite one, where I just look at him and I think, oh dear, lucky you're cute, is when I'm cooking, I said, Dale, you know, come and taste this, and he tastes it and then he tells me off because it's hot.
Like
it's on the stove. But my tongue. So for probably the last 6 years now, it's, babe, can you taste this? Careful, it's hot, and then blow on it like it's for a child. So he doesn't yell at me.
Wow. I don't know if that's so much an argument or parenting. No, I'm not sure
it's parenting.
Which one
it's a bit of both, Rachel. Geez, you're a patient woman, Rachel, but we've always said that, right? Woo! All right, let's go to our next one. Lisa from Kalgoorlie. Lisa, what is the dumb thing you argue with your partner over?
Picking his pimples and grooming him. He won't let me.
That is such a travesty. I've told my husband, you signed a contract. I own your body. I should pick a pimple if I want to.
That's very aggressive, Carly.
It's very aggressive, but I agree.
Oh, my God, you're both freaks. Okay.
No, and the worst thing is when there's a good one, like, on prime real estate, like the shoulder, and it's staring at you and you're not allowed to touch it.
Wait, so you guys pop the pimples on...
My husband won't let me. That's why we have an argument.
See,
which...
I let Julia do that. I want to make it too weird, but, you know, I'm a gentleman like that, you know?
I've involved his mother and his father and everything into this argument because I feel like my rights as a girlfriend are not being lived up to.
100%, sister.
Nathan Street, if you're listening, I want that pimple on your face tonight.
All right, let's move on. Michelle and Geraldton, to wrap us up, what is the dumb thing that you argue with your partner over?
Hi, we argue over trifle.
Trifle?
Okay.
Like the dessert, you know, trifle?
Yeah, the Christmas dessert. So his family's got a recipe that's just sponge cake and strawberry jam and custard. Because my family's got the jelly and the fruit and everything else in it. We've been married for 15 years and we can't agree on what a trifle is.
It's so dumb, but it's so perfect.
It's so perfect.
I'm on your side. Your one sounds way better, Michelle.
Yours does, to be honest.
I agree.
Of course you do. Why don't you just make two for Christmas?
We do. Every year we make two.
See, that's compromise.
That is
isn't
compromise
it?
And also delicious. Well, there you go. Trifle. Yeah, I'm on Team Michelle for
Turns
life.
Turns out you can all have your cake and eat it too.
So true.
I feel like as a society we probably owe an apology to
me. What for?
I'll get to that one later, Alan.
I'm ready. I'm not doing anything. What do you want to apologise for?
No, I want to talk about Jen Aniston because she's just done an interview that's come out today.
Of course, famous for Friends.
Yes.
And that's it.
Excuse me.
Oh, do I need to apologise now as well?
The morning show on Apple TV.
Actually, I will say that with Steve Carell was amazing. She was very good in that.
The breakup. That she starred in that movie, The Breakup.
The one she did with Adam Sandler on Netflix.
Exactly. Yeah, she's done a lot of stuff.
But really, Rachel from Friends is the main thing that she's known for.
She's recently released a hair care line.
Yeah, Rachel from Friends. I mean, right now we're playing Friends.
She doesn't really escape that, does she?
And also famous for a haircut that she hated.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But look, it's interesting. So we've got a little bit more of an in-depth look because it's funny you speak about Rachel on Friends because she was the it girl of the 90s, right? Everything she did was talked about. Yep. It was covered in every tabloid.
Between her and Sharon Doherty, it was a busy time.
It was a busy time. And the thing that I guess looking back on it now, the thing about it was she never really spoke much or gave many interviews, even during her very messy divorce with Brad Pitt that had, you know, Angelina Jolie involved in
That's right.
She very, in my opinion, respectfully, never really said anything. So I feel like for years and years, the media have kind of run with this narrative with her. And a big part of that narrative was around the fact that she didn't have kids.
Oh.
And
I didn't even remember that.
The amount of articles, myself included, read and consumed about her not wanting kids. In fact, there was a lot of articles for a period of time there saying, blaming her for Brad Pitt leaving her, going, well, she didn't want kids. That's what she gets.
Well, so does she not have kids now?
She doesn't have kids
I didn't know
now.
That. Because she plays the mom in so many movies. I just assumed she had kids. That's funny.
It's funny you don't know that. And that's interesting to me. Maybe it's because I kind of consume a lot of tabloid media, but when it comes to this topic, her body has been so scrutinized, and it was a little sad this morning reading this interview because what she's revealed today is that narrative was completely false and made up by the media. In actual fact, that whole time she was doing everything in her power to have kids.
With Brad Pitt at the time?
With Brad. She didn't go into too much depth, but she said it kind of added salt to the wound that she
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I kind of feel like a little guilty that I was consuming those tabloids and buying it. And, I mean, even though it wasn't something I was actively doing, I probably was a part of that narrative as well. I remember talking to my girlfriends about, why doesn't she have kids? And then it kind of speaks to a broader question that comes along with being a woman, that is, why don't you have kids? And the amount of times, if I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that in the last 6 months, and I just think we need to stop with that question.
Correct.
I just think we need to stop it because it's such a loaded, complicated question for so many women. It is not small talk. No. And quite frankly, it is not anyone's business.
Correct.
And I've got some of my closest girlfriends that I know are having struggles. And I actively choose not to ask them because they know I'm a safe space that they can talk to about it. But I don't want to put them on trial and demand answers because it's such an internal battle. So I guess this morning reading this kind of made me go, wow, that whole time she was going through something incredibly hard, and that would have been such an extra layer of hardness to that whole situation that
no.
worldwide people participated in. And it's crazy because I think at that time she was so much more than that question. She was doing things in her career, but she was always reduced to that question. And we didn't know that behind the scenes she was battling with that question herself. So, yeah I guess I just want to kind of think, well, you know what? This is something we can certainly learn from her experience and do better.
Absolutely. I think it's safe for everyone moving forward. Don't ask people that when they're having kids. It's not small talk. It's not something that you say as soon as someone gets married and go, oh, kids on the way now? Like, because like you said, it could, the answer could be, we don't want kids. But it could also be the other one, which is we are really trying right now. We're going through IVF, or maybe we're just like trying other things and it's not working out right now. So Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Our next guest is a journalist, TV presenter, radio host, wife, mum of two, and an author with a brand new book out, 15 Seconds of Brave. Melissa Doyle, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Lovely to chat to you.
Jeez, hell of a resume. I was like, okay, I've done none of that. Oh, radio host. Oh, wife. Damn it, I'm out. Quite a lot going
on. You win on that one.
Congratulations. The book is now out and everyone can get it as, of course, a book in bookstores, but also as an audio book.
Oh, yeah, that was I've never done that before. And when they asked if I'd like to voice it, I thought, well, I feel these stories are so precious and I'm so attached to the people in the book that I just didn't feel I could hand it over to anyone else. So, yeah, I did that. But that was a new experience.
Now, let's talk about this book because it's pretty brave that you even wrote this book because as a journalist, obviously, you know, you're well-versed in having to tell some very uncomfortable stories, but you really had to sit down and talk to people about their literal most vulnerable moments in life.
Yeah, it came from the last few years. We've all been through so many changes and it's, you know, some people more so than others. And I just felt I wanted to hear from people that had really endured major challenges and what they could teach us, what is the wisdom that they would pass on. And in order to do that, I obviously had to dig pretty deep. Some of the stories are harrowing. I apologize in advance. Some of them will make you cry. They're all very, very different. But at the heart of all of them is that sense of hope, that resilience, that strength of the human spirit that we just sometimes need to be reminded of. You know, they're really true stories of how people have rebuilt their lives. And I'm sure like you guys, I wanted to hear real stories. I don't want to hear those throwaway naff lines in a calendar with pictures of puppies and rainbows. Like I just
that's actually the whole radio show, Melissa.
There's nothing wrong with puppies and rainbows. Yeah. But you know when you just feel it was that time where it was like, you know what, I need real stories. I need real examples of people with guts who can actually say to us, this is what I did. This is what worked for me. This might help you.
I think that is so important, that point you just said, because I think we live in a society where we really want the happy ending and where we really buy into that toxic positivity. So whilst you did spread a message of hope, I love that you got into the nitty gritty because, you know, that's the one thing we all want to relate to when we're having those horrible moments. You don't want someone telling you, oh, it's going to be okay. That's where I think people draw inspiration from is hearing genuine struggles.
And so many people gloss over the middle bit. You know, they'll talk about what happened, they'll talk about the ending, and they gloss over that really messy, hard bit in the middle, which I think makes the rest of us think, oh, am I the only one that's sitting in that bit, that center, hurtful, painful bit? And I think we've got to remember, sometimes you just got to sit in it. You've got to feel the pain in order to come out the other side. And also everybody, a lot of people in this book talk about life is different. It doesn't necessarily mean it's better or worse going forward. It's different. And how do you navigate it when everything changes? It's out of your power. You wish it didn't, but it did. What do you do?
I love that. Everyone can get a copy of it. Melissa Doyle's 15 Seconds of Brave in all good bookstores and also available as an ebook as well. Before we let you go, I saw that you're hosting, of course, This Is Your Life, Tina Arena this Monday.
Oh my God, she's amazing. I just have so much admiration. There's lots of tears in that. So clearly there's a theme in my life right now, but she's remarkable.
And then you had some big names. And big names were there as well. Darren Hayes revealed on Twitter that he's going to be on the episode. Geez, I would have just fangirled the whole time. How do you stay focused in a moment like that?
No, I don't. I fangirl the whole time.
Love to hear it. Melissa Doyle, make sure you grab that book, 15 Seconds of Brave. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Carly. Great to chat.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.